Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Anderson, Atkins, Bates, Bell, Berryhill, Bradford, Canella, De Leon, Dodd, Fuller, Gaines, Galgioni, Glazer, Hernandez, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Jackson, Lada, Leva, McGuire, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Newman, Wynn, Nilsson, Pan, Portantino, Roth, Skinner, Stern, Stone, Vidak, Wyckowski, Wiener, Wilk.
All right. Colleagues, a quorum is present. Would the members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? Would our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? We will be led in prayer this afternoon by our chaplain, Sister Michelle Gorman, after which please remain standing. We will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag by Senator Roth.
Let us center ourselves in God's presence. Merciful God, I enter the garden of your presence, open to the mystery of your love. The hurt I have caused and the hurt I have borne, I lay to rest in the tomb of your grace. All resentment, shame, dread, and anxiety, I wrap in the linens of your mercy. All distrust and defiance, I lay to rest in the depths of your tender gaze. Dawning One, rise in me and set me free, free of all fear, free of the power of doubt and the shrouds of the past. Rise to new life in me, wounded but whole, radiant, forgiving, and alive with your love. Create me anew. By your grace, set me free. Amen.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Happy Monday, colleagues. Today, in the Assembly Chamber, there will be a Holocaust Remembrance event, and many of us would like to participate in that, so we are asking that we be brief today. Brevity will be highly rewarded with praise from the dais, which I know is critically important to all of you. And with that, members, we will go to privileges of the floor. Senator Wynn, first we will take up, I believe it is SCR 122, item 23. Is that your desire? Very good. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 122 by Senator Wynn relative to California Surfing Day.
Senator Wynn.
Thank you, Madam President. Colleagues, today I rise in support of SCR 122, which recognizes September 20th as California Surfing Day. This special day will bring together thousands of ocean and beach lovers, surfers, and millions of visitors who travel to California to experience surfing and its culture. California's 1,100-mile coastline is home to some of the world's best surf breaks, including Huntington Beach, Malibu, Teso, Malvix, and Rincon. Our coastal cities host numerous surfing events and tournaments. Surfing was introduced to mainland America in 1885 by three teenage Hawaiian princes who were taking a break from their boarding school and surfed the mouth of the San Lorenzo River in Santa Cruz. In 1907, a Hawaiian surfer named George Feet was brought to California to demonstrate surfboard riding as a publicity stunt to promote the opening of the railroad owned by Henry Huntington, who gave his name to Huntington Beach. Surf at the Huntington Beach Pier and travel up and down the coast demonstrating surfing and lifeguard skills. Surfing has become an important part of California's culture and image and has grown into an international sport. For the first time in history, surfing will make its debut as an Olympic sport at the 2020 Summer Olympic Games in Tokyo. The Olympic Games will be a fascinating opportunity to encourage ocean awareness and support our youth and our future surfers. SCR 122 will not only recognize September 20, 2018 as California Surfing Day, but it will also commend all those who honor the history, culture, and future of surfing. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Wynn. Debate or discussion on this item? Debate or discussion, Senator Nielsen, followed by Senator Mawning. Senator Nielsen.
Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, this is a very historic day to have amongst us the legends of surfing. Truly a California sport, and now on the ascent of being recognized as a national sport. Back in the hallway here by the Maddie Lounge is a poster. A poster upon the pictures of all of the legends of surfing. All but one, Duke Kamanakawa, are alive. And a number of them are here in the chambers with us today. A friend of mine, Eric Jordan, and his wife, Stephanie, are the keepers of the lore of surfing. And it's a kind of an irony that lore would be kept in Marysville, California. But each of these legends have been interviewed, talking of their experiences, of their dedication, of what surfing has meant to their lives. And here today, we're recognizing what their lives and their dedication has meant to America. And I understand that there will be some recognition in the Smithsonian Institution shortly. We're very honored to have them here with us today. Very appreciative of Eric and Stephanie for recording that history and these legends giving their grace to be interviewed for the record about their lives. We welcome them to the California State Senate.
Thank you, Senator Nielsen. Senator Mawning.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I want to thank my good colleague from Garden Grove for bringing this forward. I also represent an area with a tradition of surfing, as was mentioned by the good senator. Some of the first surfing in California was at the mouth of the San Lorenzo River in Santa Cruz. There's been a healthy little dispute between Huntington Beach and Santa Cruz as to the true surfing capital of the world. We still claim it in the north, but I think the courts might have adjudicated in favor of Huntington Beach. But as a native Southern Californian, I just applaud surfing for the entire state of California. As a young surfer, shooting the pier at Huntington Beach was a great achievement. And then I had to transition to wetsuits in Northern California. On a more serious note, though, I also want to acknowledge many of the organizations working with developmentally disabled children, with Vietnam veterans. I have a group in San Luis Obispo County working with, all veterans, amputees from combat missions, finding therapy by learning to surf even with a disability and the connection with nature and the sea. So surfing provides much for many. It's also become a backbone of some of our beach communities' economies. So again, I stand in strong support and thank the good senator from Garden Grove for bringing this forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Mawning. Senator Bates, followed by Senator Mitchell.
Thank you. I, too, would like to thank the good senator from Garden Grove, Fountain Valley, and all points towards the west. I am up in the Senate 36th Senate District, we have two historic surfing spots, the Trestles and Swamis, and we also have a surfing museum in Huntington Beach and in Oceanside. So congratulations and thank you, Senator, for bringing this forward. Very, very important day and a historic one. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Bates. Surfing Senator Holly Mitchell.
Are you laughing, really? Do you doubt? Thank you very much, Madam President. I wanted to stand up and support Senate Concurrent Resolution 122 also. We've heard our former pro tem, Senator De Leon, talk about his experience with the senator from Santa Monica's surfing day that he does with inner city youth. And I've also talked about an amazing mentorship program focusing on young men and women of color who have been touched by the juvenile justice system and who are current and former gang members, and how the ocean is an amazing equalizer. And the first day I went out to see the young women who weren't quite sure, didn't want to get their hair wet, all those kinds of things. And by the last day of this series that the Youth Mentoring Network does, to see them throw on those wetsuits and just take to the water, and to see relationships form from across town, across sex, to see people who don't look like them helping them connect with nature. The ocean is an amazing neutralizer and an amazing activity that we can all engage in that bridges any number of divides. So I wanted to acknowledge the importance of California Surfing Day and Surf's Up.
All right.
Thank you. Senator Mitchell, Senator Vidak from the surfing communities of Fresno, Kern, Kings, and Tulare County.
Thank you, Madam President. That is accurate, and I stand in support of SCR 122. But what you may not know is that in the city of Lemoore, 7 miles from my house, is the Kelly Slater Surf Ranch, which will have the championships there. They have perfect waves, and they go for 50 seconds. So we are the new capital in the Central Valley in Lemoore, California, and I thank you.
Thank you, Senator Vidak. Any further debate, discussion, or observations about Surfing USA? Seeing and hearing none, Senator Nguyen, would you like to close?
Thank you, Madam President. I just want to thank my colleagues for your support and for all your comments. California surfing is for all of us and for everybody in California to enjoy the beaches and to come together. Because as my good senator from Los Angeles mentioned, is that surfing crosses all boundaries. And so I thank you for your consideration, and I ask for a nice vote.
All debate having ceased, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Anderson. Atkins. Aye. Bates. Aye. Bell. Aye. Berryhill. Bradford. Aye. Kinella. Aye. De Leon. Dodd. Aye. Fuller. Aye. Gaines. Aye. Gagione. Glazer. Aye. Hernandez. Aye. Hertzberg. Aye. Hill. Aye. Hueso. Aye. Jackson. Aye. Lada. Aye. Leba. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Mitchell. I am Monning. I am Warlock. I am Morrell. I am Newman. I am Wynn.
Aye.
I am Nielsen. I am Pan. I am Portantino. I am Roth. I am Skinner. I am Stern. Stone. I am Vidak. I am Wachowski. I am Wiener. I am Wilk. I
Senator Wynn moves a call. At this point in time, Senator Nguyen, would you like to make your introduction?
Yes, thank you, Madam President. Members, here with me today as a delegation of supporters and legendary surfers from Huntington Beach for SCR 122. Before I mention their name, I also want to recognize Senator John Morlock, who also has the other part of Huntington Beach, and we also have here joining me today is Assemblyman Matt Harper, who is also from Huntington Beach area as well. We have here with us today is our mayor from Huntington Beach, Mike Posey. We have Diana Dem she's the executive director of the International Surfing Museum in Huntington Beach, We have Jericho Poplar, a true surfing pioneer who became the U.S. Women's Champion in 1970 and co-founded the Women's International Surfing Association and went on to win the first Women's World Pro Surfing Tour in 1976, and she was later inducted into the Surfers Hall of Fame in Huntington Beach in 2004. We have Paul Strauss, an influential, legendary surfer of the 1960s who is best known for the Paul Strauss 5, or Cheater 5, maneuver, and his smooth, graceful style, both in and out of the water. He was also one of four riders on the Duke, I'm going to try this, Kahamoko surf team. When he surfed, many and have said it was like watching something out of the future, almost Star Trek-like. You wait? We also have Dean Torrance. In 1963, Los Angeles duo Jane and Dean recorded Surf City, a song co-written and sung by the Beach Boys. Dean?
Surf City, here we come.
And members, we've got many other members here who are part of the Surfing Circle of Honor team captain as well. And so please welcome the delegation to support our legendary surfers and surfing in California, SCR 122. Thank you very much. Please give them
thank you. A warm welcome, please, to the great tradition of surfing that marks part of California's mystique. There we go. Thank you all for being here. We're honored to have you on the floor of the California State Senate. With that, Senator Lara, would you like to make your way to the pro tem's desk? Colleagues, if you could give your attention, please, to Senator Lara at the pro tem's desk. And I believe we have another group of folks who will be making their way onto the floor. So if we could give our attention to the good senator from Long Beach, surfing Senator Ricardo Lara. Senator Lara.
I wish, not after watching Jaws. I'm scarred for life.
Senator Lara, would you like to present first the resolution?
Yes, Madam President. Under motions and resolutions, I request unanimous consent to take up Senate Resolution 102 without reference to committee or file.
Seeing no objection, that will be the order. Senator Lara, you would like to present on this?
Yes.
Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Resolution 102 by Senator Lara, relative to Cambodian Genocide Memorial Week.
Senator Law, if you'd like to wait one moment while your guests enter the chamber. Colleagues, could we please give our attention to Senator Law for Cambodian Genocide Memorial Week. Senator Law.
Thank you, Madam President and members. SR 102 declares April 16th through the 20th Cambodian Genocide Memorial Week in California in honor of those who perished in the genocide, as well as the survivors and their descendants for their courage and contributions to our great state and country. April 16, 2018 marks the 43rd year since the tragic event in Cambodia and our human history, when the Khmer Rouge seized control of Cambodia and began what the world knows today as the Cambodian Genocide. One of the bloodiest genocides in the 20th century, nearly 2 million Cambodians were executed, tortured, starved, and subjugated to inhumane conditions and disease by Pol Pot's Khmer Rouge between the 1975 and 1979. As a result of this horrific tragedy, approximately 140,000 Cambodian refugees fled their homeland and relocated to the United States. Currently, the city of Long Beach, which I'm proud to represent, is home of the largest Cambodian population outside of Southeast Asia, with approximately 20,000 Cambodian Americans living and working and thriving in the city of Long Beach. Cambodians are living examples of just how resilient our human spirit is and exemplify our enduring will to survive and prosper. Through our state efforts over the past few years to recognize the tragedy of the Cambodian genocide, we have inspired a national movement for a day of remembrance in Cambodian communities across this country. In this era where immigrants and refugees are persecuted and continue to be scapegoated, we must recognize the incredible resiliency and survival they have brought to our state and nation. The Cambodian people have drawn from their cultural history to rebuild their lives and communities and contribute immensely to the rich culture of California. We must stand united as Americans to denounce the act of violence against humanity. Let us remember the tragedies of the Cambodian genocide and move forward the fight for peace, justice, and human dignity. With that, members, I respectfully ask for your aye vote on SR 102.
Thank you, Senator Lahr. Is there any debate or discussion on this item? Dr. Pham.
Thank you, Madam President, Senators. On behalf of the Asian Pacific Islander Legislative Caucus, I want to thank my good friend from Los Angeles for introducing this resolution and rise in strong support of SR 102. The Cambodian genocide was one of the most horrific genocides of the 20th century. And as part of the genocide, the Khmer Rouge regime sought to eliminate all aspects of Cambodian culture. Luckily, the resilience of the Cambodian people did not allow that to happen. Today actually marks the start of Cambodian New Year, the culmination of 3 days of festivities in which Cambodians all over the world celebrate and welcome the new year. The Cambodian community has an empowering history here in the United States where they drew their cultural traditions to rebuild their lives. SR 102 allows us to reflect on the injustices of the Khmer Rouge regime, but also gives us an opportunity to learn and engage with the rich Cambodian community. I respectfully ask for an vote, and again, I want to thank my good friend from Los Angeles for bringing this important resolution forward.
Thank you, Senator Pan. Any further debate or discussion? Senator Nguyen.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to thank the good senator from Los Angeles for the introduction of SCR 102. It is a good reminder to us and to making sure that this kind of history does not repeat itself. I stand with our Cambodian community and with the senator from Los Angeles to making sure that we would never repeat this and that our future generation are taught these lessons and these histories so that in the future we come together as a community. Again, thank you, and I ask for your aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Nguyen. Any further debate or discussion? Seeing and hearing none, Senator Lahr, you may close.
Thank you, Madam President, members. Thank you to my colleagues for joining in this important resolution. Again, the importance to recognizing our history so that we may never repeat it. This is not only a reminder of a great tragedy, but also a celebration of how far our Cambodian community has come. They have contributed greatly to our state. We are indebted to them in the city of Long Beach for contributing to the social fabric, to the economy of the city of Long Beach, and I'm proud to represent them in this California State Senate. With that, I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
All debate having ceased, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Anderson. Atkins.
Aye.
Bates. Aye. Bell.
Aye.
Berryhill.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Cannella.
Aye.
De Leon. Dodd.
Aye.
Fuller.
Aye.
Gaines.
Aye.
Galgioni.
Aye.
Glazer.
Aye.
Hernandez.
Aye.
Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hill.
Aye.
Wesso.
Aye.
Jackson.
Aye.
Lada.
Aye.
Leva.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Mitchell.
Aye.
Monning.
Aye.
Morlock.
Aye.
Morrell.
Aye.
Newman.
Aye.
Wynn.
Aye.
Nilsson.
Aye.
Pan.
Aye.
Portantino.
Aye.
Roth.
Aye.
Skinner.
Aye.
Stern.
Aye.
Stone.
Aye.
Vidak.
Aye.
Wykowski.
Aye.
Wiener. Aye. Wilk.
Aye.
Senator Lara moves a call. Senator Lara, under privileges of the floor.
Thank you, Madam President. And let me begin by offering you Sustai Chinam Tamai. Happy Cambodian New Year to all of you. With us today are many survivors and members of the Cambodian community from my district and throughout California to recognize Cambodian Genocide Memorial Week. Please join me in welcoming them to our California State Senate.
Once more, please, a warm welcome to our guests representing the Cambodian community in honor of Cambodian Genocide Memorial Week. At this point, my script says Senator Skinner will be addressing, but we will move on to Senator Skinner. Under privileges of the floor, Senator Skinner.
Thank you so much, Madam President. Members, today I am proud to welcome the Dean of the UC Berkeley School of Public Health, Dean Stefano Bertozzi. And the reason that he has joined us is because we are commemorating the 75th anniversary of the School of Public Health. Now, interestingly, UC Berkeley School of Public Health was the first public health school established in the U.S. west of the Mississippi, and it also is consistently ranked as one of the best public health schools in the U.S. The school and its centers are equally committed to serving diverse students and faculty. They produce cutting-edge research, promote health as a human right, and look at the different factors that have created disparities in our health outcomes due to income, location, where a person is grows up, and various other disparities that have severely impacted, as we know, public health outcomes. And that's one of the key focuses of the school. Today, the more than 12,000 graduates from UC Berkeley School of Public Health work to achieve the school's vision of healthy people locally and globally. So I want to thank and have the Senate welcome Dean Bertozzi, and I look forward to many more years of innovation and achievement from the School of Public Health at Cal.
Colleagues, a warm welcome to the Dean and the 75 years of the Berkeley School of Public Health. Congratulations, and thank you for joining us. Senator Bradford, do you have an introduction? Thank you, Senator Skinner. Colleagues, attention please to Senator Bradford at the pro tem's desk.
Thank you, Madam President. It's with great distinction and honor as a member of the Divine Nine Phi Beta Sigma to introduce the executive committee from the Far West region of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated. These women in pink and green I introduced to you today are visiting the Capitol for the 19th time for their AKA Day at the Capitol, which represents the sorority's 19th, which is their 19th annual day here. Today, approximately 75 women sporting pink and green from all over the state of California are present here in the Capitol. Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated is the oldest Greek letter organization established by African American women at Howard University on January 15, 1908. They are currently celebrating 110 years of serving all mankind through international programs and services. They have over 300,000 members across the world and over 1,000 chapters. This organization's programs focuses on education, health, family, and community service. They were one of the first minority organizations to have a full-time lobbying team lobbying for civil rights issues in the 40s here in this country. These women assemble at the Capitol every year because they know the importance of the legislative process and the participatory democracy. This distinguished sorority has produced leaders in public and private sectors, as well as elected officials. Three of them happen to be former Senator Diane Watson, a member of AKA Sorority Incorporated, my former boss, the late Assembly Member and late Congresswoman Juanita Milliner McDonald, and former Assemblywoman and Congresswoman Yvonne Brathwaite Burke. Other distinguished members of the sorority are Toni Morrison, the renowned author, Coretta Scott King, the widow of Dr. Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, the mother of civil rights, movie producer Ava DuVernay, the producer of Selma, and A Wrinkle in Time, musician, songwriter Alicia Keys, Ella Fitzgerald, and Maya Angelou, just to name a few. It gives me great pleasure to recognize the accomplished women from the Far West region of Alpha Kappa Alpha who are responsible for the leadership of 26 undergrad chapters and 44 grad chapters here in the state of California. Senators, please join me in recognizing Carol R. Dixon, Far West Region Director, Ms. Patrice Marshall McKenzie, Legislative Liaison, Ms. Leslie M. Tyson, California State Coordinator, Ms. Charletta Wilson Jacks, AK International Secretary, Ms. Gail M. Attlee, Far West Region Representative for International Connection Committee, and Renee Theory Jones, Protocol Officer. Thank you for your presence here today.
Please give a warm welcome to our distinguished guests. Welcome to the chamber. Thank you, ladies, for joining us here today. Okay. Senator Allen, for what purpose, sir?
Members, privileges of the floor. With the chair's permission, I would love to just reiterate the comment that you made earlier about the Holocaust Remembrance Ceremony that will be happening over in the Assembly floor starting at 1 p.m. I had the opportunity of attending the Holocaust Remembrance Day breakfast this morning, and we had a very moving talk from the speaker who talked about how, in some respects, this should be less Remembrance Day because for the victims of the Holocaust and their families, they remember every single day. But instead, it's perhaps Reminder Day. And if you look at some of the dark trends that are taking place around the world, most recently with the election of this ultra-right-wing government in Hungary that actually is proud to call itself an illiberal democracy now, it's all the more reason that we need to remind ourselves the lessons of the Holocaust. We just heard from our great colleague from Long Beach, who talked about the genocide in Cambodia. We know that there continue to be human rights violations all over the world today, some of which we've been very much following in the news in Syria. And I just would like to take a moment to strongly encourage the members to go over and be a part of this very, very special ceremony. The Jewish Caucus spends a lot of time putting this together. It's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring survivors and families of survivors and also liberators, folks who served in our military and liberated the camps as they moved through Europe during World War II, and tell this story so that we can remind future generations that hatred and bigotry have no sanction in our country and that we need to never, never, never forget. So please, please do consider being a part of this very special legislative tradition here in the Capitol at 1 o'clock over on the Assembly side. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Allen. And I would like to just point out that thank you for the notion that we need to remember and remind ourselves 41% of Americans and 66% of millennials cannot say what Auschwitz was. And so I think it's important that we remember that we promise that this will never happen again. We saw our friends from Cambodia. There is far too much hatred in this world, and I think as the leaders and policymakers, I hope you will all join us in attending that event. And with that, we will go to the business of the Daily File. Seeing no other mics up on privileges of the floor. Messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee will be deemed read and amendments adopted. Motions, resolutions, and notices. Seeing none, under consideration of the daily file, under the second reading file, Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 1323, 1252 with amendments, 1145 with amendments, 1303 with amendments, 1004 with amendments, 1268 with amendments.
Second reading file will be deemed read. Colleagues, returning to motions and resolutions, this is the time to adjourn in memory. We have today just one, and we're requesting others who wish to adjourn in memory will do so on Thursday. But Senator Nielsen, I believe you have some family here. Thursday? All right, we will do that adjourn in memory on Thursday as well. Are there any other adjourn in memories? Seeing none? All right, we're going to lift the calls, colleagues. On file item 23, we're lifting calls for those who missed the vote count earlier. This is your last chance. So on file item number 3, SCR 122, Mr. Secretary, please call the absent members.
Anderson. Berryhill, aye. De Leon, Galgioni, Stern, aye.
Ayes 36, no 0. The resolution is adopted on SR 102 without reference to file by Senator Lara. Please call the absent members.
Anderson, De Leon.
Ayes 37, no 0. That resolution is adopted. Colleagues, I believe we have concluded the business of the day, and if there is no other business, Senator Hill, for what purpose, sir?
Thank you. Purposes of announcements, please, Madam President.
Without objection.
Thank you. I just wanted to remind members that the Business Professions and Economic Development Committee will be meeting in 3191 upon adjournment. But what we'd like to do is establish a quorum, and then those who would like to go to the assembly for the ceremony would be able to do that. So if we could do it immediately upon adjournment. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Hill. With that, it appears the desk is clear. Senator Atkins, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Madam President. With that, we will reconvene. I hope folks will be able to join us on the Assembly side in recognition of the Holocaust. We will reconvene on Thursday at 9 a.m. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Madam President. Colleagues, the Senate will be in recess until 3:30 p.m., at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We will reconvene on Thursday at 9 a.m.